It is time to bring in Mike Causey. Time to talk about sports. And the Yanks are no longer in the wild card position.
Really? They're
yep.
not?
Nope.
I must have a different standings than you.
No, I'm looking at the story right here.
Looking at the story or the standings?
I'm looking at the story. Streaking Jays dropped, sliding Yanks.
Oh, relax.
Pardon me. They're in the wild card, but they lost the top wild card position. They're still hanging in for another day or two.
Maybe. A day, because they had a 9-game lead on Toronto. It's down to a game and a half.
Yeah.
They had a 9-game lead last week on Toronto.
Yeah.
It's down to a game and a half.
Yep.
And Seattle's right behind Toronto.
That's what I was talking about yesterday, the Red Sox and the Yankees. You just can't flip the switch on and off, on and off, on and off. You just can't, especially this late in the season. So it'll be interesting to see if the Blue Jays and Milwaukee are the ones that replace the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Well, the Yankees got, the Sanchino and the shortstop that can't field the ball, and then you got the midget playing center field, and then you got the steroid twins. And then you go out and get Rizzo and Gallo, who's the Italian connection, as they called them. Well, who are they going to get next? Superman and Aquaman. The Yankees are terrible. They're absolutely terrible. They're a bunch of long-swinging bats that can't make contact. And when pitchers can pitch a ball and put it in spots, the Yankees can't win. It's as simple as that. It's a very, very simple formula to beat the Yankees. Throw the ball where you want, and they can't hit it. And that's what's coming out.
Yeah.
They got beat yesterday again. What was the score yesterday? 5-3?
5-3, yeah.
They can't score.
Yeah.
The only team worse than the Yankees scoring runs is the Mets.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
The Mets yesterday, they lose 2-1, going 10 innings. The Mets are the only team in baseball that consistently plays extra innings and can't score the guy from second base in fake baseball land when they start extra innings with a man on second and no outs. The Mets consistently can't score that run.
All right, I want to go on to the Hall of Fame ceremony where Derek Jeter was installed, Larry Walker, and Ted Simmons. Ted Simmons gave a very good baseball player. Yep, and gave a great speech, gave an absolute great speech.
Well, it would be nice if they did these things when people were home that don't have jobs so they can see it.
I know, you have to watch replays.
On Wednesday. Yeah. You put people in the Hall of Fame on a Wednesday?
Okay.
Give me a break. What the heck is wrong with baseball?
And Derek Jeter got all the votes except for one, and that one sports writer probably feels like I do. Mariano Rivera is an absolutely right now special player, and because he got all the votes for the first time in history, doesn't mean that a likable guy like Derek Jeter is going to come up and get every single vote. I just think that Mariano right now deserves to stand alone with those with that.
No doubt. Yeah. Like Leo DeRocher said, nice guys finish last. You don't get put in the Hall of Fame for being a nice guy. You get put in the Hall of Fame for what you do on the field as a player. He was a very, very good player. Is he the best player that ever played baseball?
No.
God, no. Not even close.
And is Mariano Rivera the best
100%, yes.
Yeah, not even close.
That's the difference. But, Yankee fans drink the Kool-Aid every day, and they don't know what they're talking about. But you got to look at it that way from an outside perspective. Is Derek Jeter the best baseball player to ever play in between the lines? No, he's not. So he doesn't deserve 100% of the votes.
Huh.
Thank God that one guy voted for him to get that vote. Because then that's all you'd be hearing about. Because he's not. He's not. Does he have the most home runs in history? Does he have the most RBIs? Does he have the highest lifetime batting average? And if you ask the people that played against him, he was a very good fielder. He wasn't even the best fielding shortstop when he played. And people are saying, oh, I got sour grapes. No, I don't. I love baseball, and I like the sanctity of baseball and what it's supposed to be. To make Derek Jeter go in the Hall of Fame with 100% of the votes would be a travesty.
And it's not a travesty that he's in the Hall of Fame, but
he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. He just doesn't deserve to be in with 100% of the votes.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, Mariano Rivera, for anybody that's watched him pitch and got to see him pitch, it really is almost a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You just don't see one guy with one pitch be that successful for that long.
If you want to see how successful Mariano Rivera was All you have to do is watch baseball. Pick any game you want and watch all these people that they call themselves pitchers and relief pitchers come in and pitch and look at their stats and look at their production. I would bet anything you want without looking at it, and I haven't looked at it, that the amount of innings Mariano Rivera pitched far exceeds the amount of hits and walks he gave up. Find somebody in Major League Baseball, anybody in Major League Baseball today that has that stat. And for the longevity that Rivera had and the dominance that he had to have those numbers, he was the best relief pitcher to ever play baseball. That's why he got 100% of the vote. Yep. There was a lot of real good ones. Sparky Lyle, Goose Gossage, there's a long list. Bruce Sutter, Lee Smith. There's a whole lot of guys that were real, real good relief pitchers. None of them were as dominant as Rivera. Period. End of story. Yeah. Look at all the games the Yankees are losing because of their bullpen. Would Mariano Rivera make a difference on the Yankees today? Only a fool would say no.
The Yankees, if Mariano Rivera was their closer today, the Yankees would have a minimum of 10 more wins.
No, definitely not.
I don't think so.
Because they have to get to Rivera to the win. Even when Rivera pitched, it's different than it is now. Rivera wouldn't get there with the lead as often as he got before. He was a lockdown guy with the lead. The Yankees don't have the lead in the ninth inning a lot. So I disagree with that.
All right,
they'd have more wins, but they wouldn't have 10.
No, you're right there. That's a good point. That's an absolutely perfect point. You're absolutely right.
But does Jeter deserve the Hall of Fame? Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
But not at 100% of the vote. He was not the best, greatest baseball player of all time. Yankee fans may think so, and they're entitled to it. But the reality is, he wasn't.
And like I said, we'll get back to Ted Simmons. I'm just glad to see a player that had such an outstanding career, and not certainly the best career in Major League Baseball, but was there year after year after year after year. It was, and like I said, his speech was outstanding. So
me and my friend, we were talking about this stuff over the weekend, and you would hear a lot more of Ted Simmons as a catcher and a hitter and everything else if it wasn't for one person, Johnny Bench.
Yeah.
Ted Simmons had the misfortune of coming up and playing baseball at the same time as Johnny Bench, the greatest catcher in baseball history, bar none. Argue it all you want. I don't care. Johnny Bench is the best catcher ever. That's Ted Simmons' downfall. Ted Simmons was a switch hitting catcher,
yeah.
And he had decent speed, and he was an outstanding defensive catcher. Ted Simmons belongs in the Hall of Fame. There's no doubt about it. Look up his numbers. And he was a switch hitting catcher. Who else? Name one other switch-hitting catcher. Yogi Berra.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's it.
I mean, come on. Ted Simmons, if it wasn't for Johnny Bench, Ted Simmons would be mentioned in conversations as the best catcher of all time.
All right, so that's once again Major League Baseball. And tonight's the night. We have to start our picks.
Oh, my God.
NFL tonight, Dallas versus the Buccaneers.
Tampa.
Yeah, I'm going to take Tampa, too. You got to take Tampa.
Let me get one of my old racing form papers here. That'll be enough to write this junk down on. So, game one, we're both taking Tampa.
Yeah.
Thank God baseball's on tonight. I don't have to watch the football game.
It's on. That's it.
Not my TV. My TV's allergic to that stuff. Hey, at least I got my phone back and my internet.
Yeah. When did you get it back?
I don't know. I tried, I was going to call up Verizon, and I did call them up, and they were like, can we troubleshoot your thing? I'm like, well, yeah, you could troubleshoot it. I'm not home, so I don't know. But so I just let it go at that, and in the afternoon before I left school, I called the house, and the message machine picked up. So, yeah, I still have a message machine, folks. It picked up, so I assumed it was working, and when I got home yesterday, it was working. So,
all right. Any racing today to talk about?
Big Brother shut it off.
Any racing to talk about today?
No. No racing. New York shut down until next weekend.
All right.
And Saratoga's over. There's no more pick of the day. People lost out. They didn't play. Right. Not my fault.
That's it. All right, Mike, we'll check
with you. The only game in town this weekend is Kentucky Downs, and outstanding numbers have been coming in over there. Big, big, big payout. So hopefully we can catch one or two this weekend. But it's going to be a different kind of betting. I'm probably not going to give you a win bet, but I'm actually going to give you a couple of superfecta boxes, because you could play a 10-cent superfecta box. It costs you $2.40 to box four horses. They had one the other day. For $2.40, you won $3,600.
Not bad.
That's a pretty good return.
That's a very good return. All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow, Mike.
You got it, guys. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.